Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Acceptance and Commitment Therapy Workbook 5-in-1 by Vivian Whitmore is a self-help mental health workbook focused on anxiety, overthinking, obsessive compulsive patterns, and emotional exhaustion. It presents acceptance and commitment therapy, commonly known as ACT, as a practical framework for building psychological flexibility rather than trying to erase unwanted thoughts or feelings. The book belongs to the Applied Therapy Workbook category, using guided exercises, reflection prompts, worksheets, mindfulness practices, and values-based planning to help readers translate concepts into daily behavior. Its purpose is not to provide a clinical diagnosis or replace professional care, but to give readers a structured toolkit for responding differently to distress. Based on the available descriptions, the workbook emphasizes acceptance, cognitive diffusion, present moment awareness, values clarification, and committed action. Its central promise is that people can move toward a more meaningful life even while anxiety, doubt, or intrusive thoughts remain present. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, psychological flexibility as the core change process. The central idea of the workbook is psychological flexibility, a core ACT concept that refers to the ability to stay connected to the present moment and act according to personal values even when difficult thoughts or emotions arise. This emphasis distinguishes ACT from approaches that define progress mainly as symptom reduction. In this framework, anxiety, intrusive thoughts, and self-criticism are not treated as enemies that must be eliminated before life can improve. Instead, the reader is encouraged to change the relationship with those internal experiences. The reasoning is practical attempts to suppress fear or overthinking often make them more important and more persistent. By learning to notice mental discomfort without automatically obeying it, a person gains more room to choose behavior intentionally. The workbook appears to use this idea as the organizing principle for its exercises. Mindfulness, diffusion, values work, and committed action all support flexibility. The outcome sought is not constant calm, but greater freedom to respond effectively when the mind is loud or uncertain. Secondly, acceptance as an alternative to avoidance and mental control. A major theme in the workbook is the ACT distinction between acceptance and avoidance. Many readers dealing with anxiety or obsessive thinking try to control inner experience through reassurance seeking, rumination, distraction, or repeated self-checking. These strategies can provide brief relief, but they may also reinforce the idea that discomfort is dangerous and must be neutralized immediately. The workbook positions acceptance as a more sustainable response. Acceptance does not mean approving of pain, resigning oneself to distress, or ignoring real problems. It means making space for thoughts, sensations, and emotions so they do not dictate every decision. This is especially relevant for overthinking and obsessive compulsive patterns, where the effort to solve uncertainty can become part of the cycle. The practical value of acceptance is that it reduces the struggle with internal experience. When a reader stops treating every anxious signal as an emergency, attention can shift toward action, relationships, responsibilities, and chosen priorities. This makes acceptance an active skill rather than a passive attitude. Thirdly, cognitive diffusion for overthinking and self-criticism. The workbook includes cognitive diffusion, one of the best-known ACT methods for reducing the grip of unhelpful thoughts. Diffusion is different from debating whether a thought is true or replacing it with a positive statement. Its purpose is to help the reader see thoughts as mental events rather than commands, facts, or threats. For someone trapped in overthinking, this shift matters because the problem is often not the presence of a thought, but the level of fusion with it. A prediction, memory, doubt, or self-critical phrase can feel so convincing that behavior narrows around it. Diffusion practices create distance by changing how thoughts are observed. The reader learns to notice patterns such as catastrophizing, self-blame, or repetitive problem-solving without needing to follow each one to completion. This is particularly useful when reassurance or analysis has become compulsive. The mechanism is simple, but demanding thoughts may remain, yet their authority weakens. As a result, the person can choose behavior based on context and values instead of mental noise. Fourthly, values clarification as a guide beyond symptom relief. The workbook gives importance to values clarification, which is a defining feature of ACT and a useful counterweight to anxiety-focused living. When distress dominates attention, choices are often organized around avoidance, avoiding panic, avoiding uncertainty, avoiding embarrassment, or avoiding intrusive thoughts. Values work asks a different question: what kind of person does the reader want to be, and what areas of life deserve energy even when discomfort is present? This shifts the goal from feeling safe in the short term to living meaningfully over time. Values are not presented as abstract ideals only. They are meant to become practical decision guides. A person might identify values related to family, honesty, learning, health, creativity, service, or responsibility, then examine whether daily behavior reflects those directions. This part of the workbook matters because coping tools alone can become another attempt to feel better before acting. Values clarification helps prevent that trap. It gives mindfulness and acceptance a purpose, not simply calming the mind, but supporting a life that is more deliberate and personally coherent. Lastly, worksheets and committed action turn ACT concepts into practice. The workbook format is important because ACT is experiential. Its concepts are difficult to absorb through explanation alone, since the method depends on repeated practice in real situations. The book uses worksheets, reflection prompts, guided practices, and action steps to move the reader from understanding to application. Committed action is the behavioral side of ACT, taking specific, values-aligned steps even when fear, doubt, or discomfort is present. This may involve small actions rather than dramatic changes. Because psychological flexibility grows through repeated contact with challenging experiences that are handled differently, the worksheets likely serve several functions. They slow down automatic reactions, help readers identify recurring thought patterns, connect behavior to values, and track progress over time. This practical structure is especially useful for readers who feel overwhelmed by broad advice or who have tried self-help material without a clear sequence. A limitation is also clear: workbook benefits depend on active participation. Reading about acceptance or diffusion is not equivalent to practicing them when anxiety appears. The design assumes engagement, repetition, and honest self-observation. In conclusion, Acceptance and Commitment Therapy Workbook 5-in-1 is best suited for readers who want a structured, exercise-based introduction to ACT for anxiety, overthinking. Overthink, obsessive-compulsive tendencies, and persistent emotional struggle. It may be especially useful for people who have found that arguing with thoughts, forcing positivity, or waiting to feel calm before acting has not produced lasting change. The practical benefit is a clearer set of skills making room for discomfort, stepping back from thoughts, identifying values, and taking small actions that support a meaningful life. The intellectual benefit is that it reframes mental wellness away from total symptom control and toward flexibility, choice, and values-guided behavior. Compared with many general anxiety workbooks, its distinguishing feature is the breadth of ACT tools gathered into a single applied format. Rather than focusing only on relaxation, reassurance, or cognitive correction, it combines mindfulness, diffusion, acceptance, values clarification, and committed action. It should not be treated as a substitute for therapy, particularly for severe OCD, trauma, or crisis-level distress. However, as a self-directed workbook, it stands out by presenting ACT as a practical toolkit for living more effectively with difficult internal experiences rather than postponing life until those experiences disappear. If you would like to support Vivian Whitmore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.